All too easy.
Alrighty then.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
He lying! Chop him!
Snoochie boochie noochies.
Extermination.
Back to you, fuckers.
Alright, we're on. So, welcome to the third episode of At Joe Dar. It's been a while since our last podcast. There's been a few reasons for that. I've had quite a bit of a cold, lost my voice for a couple of weeks, much to the pleasure of others and displeasure of myself. Tonight we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things. Some Diablo 3.
Probably mainly Diablo.
Probably mainly Diablo, being that we're sort of playing it as we're talking. Yeah. An experiment. We're going to be talking about some. We're going to talk about the Expendables too, hopefully. A movie that I quite enjoyed in a guilty.
Yeah, it was very good. I enjoyed it too.
Yeah,
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, so I'm Adam.
I'm Josh.
And this is Joe Dar. So, how you been, Josh?
Yeah, good man. I mean, we always talk, but as if we didn't, I'm very well.
Man, people don't know that.
Yeah, well, you know.
The people need to know. How you been? What have you been up to? It's been weeks.
Playing lots of Diablo and what else, I guess.
Well, that's bullshit.
I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Witch Doctor, friend.
Oh, yeah, well, when was the last time we played you Witch Doctor?
Like 4 days ago, so...
So, yeah. You mean to tell me that all the times that I practically begged you to play Diablo, and you're like, nah, man, I'm busy, I'm, like, playing Solitaire, and...
Yeah.
What other stupid shit do you play?
Oh, no, actually, no, I play WoW, too, a little bit.
Yeah, WoW, and a bit of League of Legends and stuff like that. All those times that I've asked you to play Diablo with me, you've been like, nah, man.
Well, you know, how it is.
I'm busy playing with my witch doctor. Is that a euphemism?
Playing with my witch doctor? I don't think it is.
Well, speaking of Diablo, there's something I want to get out of the way nice and early.
You're a shit wizard, yeah. Everyone knows.
What's that?
You're a shit wizard. Everyone should know.
Shit wizard, eh?
Yep, that's it. You're garbage.
Conjure shit demons.
Yeah, that's it.
Shit wizard.
Like Dogma.
Yeah. No, actually... little bit of news on the Diablo front. You didn't ask me before we started recording the podcast not to mention this, so I am going to bring it up. So really, it's kind of your fault if you look like an idiot.
Go ahead.
You should have said something. Right.
It's impossible for me to look like an idiot, so go ahead.
Well, we'll try and disprove that theory. Anyone that's familiar with Diablo 3 is familiar with the grind for loot is blatantly obvious in this new Diablo. It was always there. It's every Blizzard game's like that, I suppose. Every Blizzard game's about grinding for loot.
It's probably the best game to grind for loot, though. I reckon it's most fun to grind by far.
It's enjoyable, and especially when you've got someone, you know, to play alongside, like your brother, someone that you can trust to experience moments in game.
You can trust. You've
got an idea where this is going, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So, you know, this trusting relationship that you develop over tens of hours, not in the hundreds yet, thankfully, tens of hours. What are we on anyway, about 80, 90?
Oh, it's got to be at least that. I reckon almost 100 for sure.
Running hell difficulty now. It's the third playthrough together.
Yeah. Oh, no, second, because we played normal by ourselves.
Right, yes. So second playthrough together. And
you can teleport to me too, by the way. Teleport to me.
Have you found where we're supposed to go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, thanks for telling me.
I didn't think I needed to, you know.
Well, you just sort of disappeared. You said you were heading back to town to repair shit, so I just thought, well, you'll be back.
I was busy, man. I can't play Diablo with you.
You just can't do two things at once. Anyway, stop distracting me and stop distracting the people from the story.
Okay.
So, you're on this adventure with your brother, just painting a picture. And you're looking for something. The whole time you're playing, you're looking for something. And that something is, well, it's a combination of things. It's their fortune shrine, which, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe is a 25% higher chance of finding magical items. I'm not 100% sure.
I can't remember now, but it's a better chance. I think it's a better chance.
Yeah, better chance. Let's say better chance of finding magical items and
stuff you need.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff that you need to play this game, and we can talk about the auction house in a bit and the necessity for it and how disgusting that move by Blizzard was. But back to the story. I'm distracting myself now. There's also an item in Diablo called the Resplendent Chest. I believe it's pronounced Resplendent. I'm pretty shocked in pronunciation. Now, what this chest does, as you know, Josh, is gives the best drops as far as not killing monsters.
Yeah, I do know this.
Do you? Okay, good. Because that's pretty important for what happens next. Now, myself and my brother here found a fortune shrine in the same room as a resplendent chest. Now, we were understandably ecstatic. Maybe we could even get the audio onto this podcast at some stage. That'd be quite good to show people just how amazed we were that we had actually discovered this.
Maybe insert it somewhere around here, you know?
Yeah, like right here.
Right here.
You know, this is the sort of moment that people play this game for, I think.
Probably. I put it up there, besides obviously defeating Diablo for the first time.
Yeah, the first time you pwn Diablo is pretty
cool. Or getting level 60, like full level 60 gear, like capped out. But yeah, besides that,
that's
the top three bits. No, but I think it's this too, man. At end game, you want to have the best gear and, you know, to show your friends.
So, here we are in this room with a resplendent chest and a fortune shrine. And Josh, here in his infinite wisdom, clicks the resplendent chest before clicking the fortune shrine.
Yep. Well, obviously, they'd already see or hear what we've done. Well, what I did, okay?
Well, they'd probably hear it now. I think that would be a very good time to introduce them to my shock and my horror. It's not PG. It's NSFW.
Well, whatever, yeah. I don't know, I think it's that bad. It's definitely R18, though.
But there's something horrible about the tone of voice when you do that.
Yeah, it's like, it's sort of deathly,
it's,
you know.
It's scary.
It's horror. It's pure horror. Like,
it is.
my bad.
Yeah. And, you know, as I said to you at the time, I forgave you. Pretty quickly, because the simple truth of a game like Diablo, as we both know, is that Blizzard have dangled over our heads the promise of loot and constantly snatched it away from us. We are running around with shit gear at the moment. So anyone that watches the video, please forgive my wizard running around with a fucking two-handed mace.
Like a barbarian too.
Like a barbarian's weapon. But that's what Blizzard has given me. It has plus two intelligence.
Yeah.
So
it proves that a mage should wear mail armor and walk around with maces, two-handed maces,
yeah,
rather than wands and robes, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do we say about the... Sorry, I'm distracted. I'm tinkering with my skills.
What do we say to death?
Yeah, not today.
Not today.
No, actually, that's what I was going to say. The auction house, Josh. Maybe you can touch on the auction house and how we feel, or start the discussion about how we feel about what Blizzard have forced with the auction house.
Yeah, I don't like... Well, in a way, I didn't mind before how we had to buy gear, like some gear from the auction house, because it made us use the auction house and force us to do that. But now they're doing it, so they're making the difficulty so you can change it now, I hear.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know if it was. I don't think it was in this patch. I think it's in the next patch. Blizzard are planning on introducing a scalable difficulty that the user can control.
Okay, I can't move, I'm stuck. Okay, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Shit. Oh, no.
These guys are a bit dangerous, so careful.
I'm fucking
they got mortar. Oh, shit. Yeah, so you can scale it now. Rather than playing in Inferno and knowing it's going to be, like, impossibly hard, they're making it so even nubs might be able to do it. Well, that's what I get from it anyway.
See, I believe it sort of the other way. I like to think that, you know, if you're having a particularly hard time, you know, getting through a particular difficulty level or something like that, you can scale the difficulty back. When, you know, we've had times, and we've got through it, which is great.
Yeah, and anyone could get through it. It's there's yeah. no reason why they should change.
Unless they're shit.
No, I don't care, man. If you're shit,
no,
you know what you need
shit.
To do? You need to grind more. It's not anyone else's fault that can get through the paths. You know, it's like we get through it.
Yeah, but that's not for the people to know that either. Like, I mean, a very casual player might not even understand how damned important gear is. Like, I know that sounds ridiculous.
Nah,
but
that I don't think anyone would think that, man. I don't think anyone.
Maybe, so maybe once you get to this difficulty, like hell difficulty and stuff, people have to be a little bit more attentive, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's Diablo. Everyone knows you need good gear to get, you know, better
always,
gear, I guess.
There's always someone out there that hasn't played a game before and pick it. Like Luke, if Luke picked it up and played it, okay, no, that's a bad example.
No, he'd get it, straight away.
okay, bad example.
I don't think that. I mean, obviously, you might think that. Maybe you just think that people in general wouldn't think about it. But I can't believe anyone would be that dull to go through the whole game and not even realize you need better gear, you know?
No,
like you pick gear up, there's an auction house, you obviously have to have seen it in the main menu, you know? You can't escape from it. Oh, I got blues, big blues over here.
Oh, Kevin. Yeah, well, look, okay. You're pretty happy. See, this is an interesting point, isn't it? You're reasonably happy with the auction house and the necessity for the auction house.
Yeah, well, you're not, obviously.
Where I'm very against it. Yeah.
And you're wrong, but that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion.
Well, you know, that's your opinion, and I think it's wrong. But, you know, as you say, it's an opinion.
But I know.
Opinions are like assholes, Josh. Everyone's got one. So, you think the auction house is a good idea. I think scaling the difficulty is a good idea. I think, like I said before, giving people the ability to adapt the game if they're struggling or... The other thing that you got to remember about changing the difficulty is it changes the loot drops and stuff. So if you put this on hell on to a very simple, very easy difficulty...
Oh, okay. I did not realize that.
No, sorry. I probably should have explained better. I believe they refer to it as monster level. Is what they're adding in. We're getting a lot of golds this run.
I know, it's good though, because we might pick up some actual good gear.
Yeah, almost as good as you get in a resplendent chest.
okay.
Yeah.
Fuck,
I'm dying. Would you?
I can't pull him. I can't pull him, man. I can't. There he is. I got him. Yeah, he's really not liking me at the moment. And so I got heals.
Alright, good. Fucking take care of him for a sec. Yeah, so. I believe they're calling it the monster level. So you are able to set the level of the creatures that you're going to be fighting, which means you'll change the levels of drops you'll get and stuff like that, which I think is actually good, because if you're struggling and you want to just get through an encounter or get through a boss and you're happy to sacrifice the loot, power to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just sad, though. Why bother doing it?
Well, you and I wouldn't, obviously, but, you know, it's just Blizzard and it's their way.
Yeah.
My issue really is the auction house. I mean, as soon as we got to a point, I said to you when we started playing this together, I do not want to buy anything from the auction house.
Yeah, but that was foolhardy. Now we look back on it, you have to believe that was a wrong statement to make. Like, you have to. I mean, obviously, it's a different game to Diablo 2. If it was Diablo 2, I would have agreed with you from the start. But I knew there was even introducing an auction house. I don't know if Diablo 2 even had an auction house.
It had an online fan-made auction house.
Well, obviously that being added maybe later or something. Oh, I just didn't use it. It's been a long time since I played that game. But even though it had one, as you said,
It was never legit.
Yeah, well, that's different. So it didn't have one. Like, you could say
it was never supported. No, like they. The fans made one. I mean, I never used it. I wasn't even aware of it until, you know, a few months ago. Okay. It had actually existed, and Blizzard was just trying to get a piece of the pie, you know?
Yeah. Well, in that case, yeah, well, they have a auction house in Diablo 2, and they probably actually sold things for real money, as they do in this one. Mm. And Diablo 3, well, Blizzard just decided, look, why would we have some other outsider outsourcing this when we can make money off it?
You know? Yeah, that's right. And yeah.
As soon as they added it, they're going to need people to use it. Well, they're going to think people are going to adopt it and use it. You know?
But here's my point of contention with it. Now, I understand a level 60, like, hardcore player wanting to be able to buy gear or be able to sell gear. Because, let's face it, ever since they introduced that in the auction, a live auction house, we don't pick up gear that's tailored to our class. I don't pick up wizard items. Most of the items I pick up fortunately, a lot of them are barbarian items, so I can give them to you.
Yeah.
But you pick up gear for all of the different races.
Yeah. Well, I've got something here, man, that you might be able to use. I'm just showing people what you're talking about. Like, I picked up this item. It's a mage item. Adam probably won't be able to use it, but I'll show him, let him have an assessment of the item. And this is what we have to do. When we're playing together, we have to sort of share the items. Whereas if you're obviously playing single player, you just sell the items or try to auction in the auction house. Blues and yellows, though, you wouldn't even bother.
I am going to hold on to that for a little bit. I'm undecided on it. It is better than the one I've got, but I lose a lot of life. I lose life regen, and I don't get as much from health globes. So it's sort of...
Yeah, okay, but it has the sockets, obviously.
But it has 3 sockets, and it gives plus 2 intelligence.
How many sockets have you got at the moment?
3.
Okay, you have your 3.
Yeah. Yeah, so as I was saying, we're in a situation where they force us to use the auction house because you need to sell gear that you've picked up that's no good or that's for other classes, and you need to buy gear. But the problem is, for me, the necessity, even at like level, I think it was about level, it was late 40s, I think, when we had to buy gear, wasn't it?
Yeah, it would be about that.
When the drops just were not good enough and we had to buy the gear.
I'm not going to go up there yet. There's another area. But yeah, about that, probably. Yeah, so, because it was that hard. Now we're finding it a lot easier. I think they must have changed difficulty.
In a patch, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. To me, I think it's not right that when you're leveling, you can buy the gear.
I'm frozen.
I think, yeah, that's all right. I'll take out this guy. I understand if you're level 60 and all you're going for is gear, like that's the only reason you're playing now. I understand having the auction house for that purpose, for selling and buying of very high level stuff. But when you're level 48, just trying to finish a difficulty, you shouldn't have to rely on the online features of the game in order to complete it. It's like Mass Effect. To get the 100% readiness rating in Mass Effect 3, you have to play the multiplayer component.
Yeah.
How is that fair?
Well, it's not.
I mean, you didn't have Mass Effect 3 at the time, so I couldn't play it with you.
No, because I didn't bother buying it. I just played it yours.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah. I just had to exit Diablo. I'll be back in a second. Yeah, no, I think with the online aspect of gaming now, it's taken a lot away from games that should be single player, like Mass Effect and Diablo, these sorts of games. They should have, yeah, a multiplayer aspect. But I mean, now they're sort of reliant, like with Diablo, the auction house is sort of reliant on other people picking up gear that you'll be able to use. I mean, sure, if you want to play it for maybe, I don't know, probably 10,000 hours of just, you know, farming Inferno, you might pick up the best gear for level 60 at whatever class you are. But, I mean, that's a might. That's not even a guarantee. If you want to get it, though, if you want to play for 1,000 hours-ish and grind for gold and then buy the stuff you need at the auction house, you can do that. Whereas before, as I was saying, you have to, without the auction house, you have to grind heaps. So that has helped. But at the same token, you rely on other people to get the best gear, which is very, well, which frustrates me as a gamer because I traditionally played games as you did that weren't online, and you didn't have to be online to play them. As Diablo 3, you have to be online to play it, and I think Mass Effect 3 too, don't you?
Yes, yeah, that's right. Now Mass
Effect. You actually have to be online to play Mass Effect 3, and that's really annoying.
Oh, I'm about to say something sarcastic sometime in the next few minutes. See if you can pick it. Mass Effect actually uses a terrific gaming platform called Origin, created by EA. basically apes what Valve did with Steam in a very, very clunky, very, very stupid way. So, yes, anyway, Mass Effect 3, have to be online for. It has multiplayer.
Oh, no, you got to tell people what you're talking about. Origins, it's a piece of shit. It is just garbage. Every single person, every single game development seems to want their own, you know, seclusive online platform now or something. I don't know, whatever you call it. What would you call it?
I just said it. I can't remember now.
Well, whatever it is, I mean, it's so frustrating because Blizzard has one, you know, EA Games has one now, which is Origins, obviously. We got Steam, that you have to have certain games to play online with that. It's just ridiculous. You can't, how many games now that get released would you think, besides on consoles, that you do not have to be online for? And in the end, consoles going to need them too. It's, anyway.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, I've told you this before. I've gone back to consoles a lot, even though I don't sort of prefer a lot of games I prefer on the PC, like shooters, for example. I've gone back to the console, so I don't have to.
Treasure Demon, treasure.
Oh, fucking hang on.
Oh, he ran away from earthquakes. He's gonna get away.
Did you go down?
Yeah, down. I think. Oh, I think I might be able to get him.
Listeners, you might have actually just heard my cat saying hello to you. That's my little white cat Charcoal in the background.
I was hacking the crap out of the treasure demon, so they probably wouldn't have heard it anyway.
Well, I hope they just can't hear the fucking treasure demon.
Well, they would have just heard the...
Did you just dump a bunch of shit?
No, that was from the treasure demon, man.
Oh, okay. Well done. Yeah, see, you're like, I'm just emptying my bags here, don't mind me.
That's fine, there's a gold in here. I'll just, you know, show that you're...
Oh, God.
...standing around doing nothing as usual.
I'm coming. And I just picked up a belt, so if you're not nice to me, I'm not going to give it to you.
All right, well, you might just want to share that belt with me, because I'm getting hammered here. I need better armor.
You're getting hammered.
No, you're getting hammered, mate. He's got, like, vortex, so get back. Be careful. Oh, yeah, pff. Okay, I'm a barbarian. I'm getting hammered. I don't think you're going to have much of a chance against me.
Calm down, man.
Yeah, okay.
You're getting a bit excited.
I'm getting a bit excited. Yeah, you're excited. You should feel my nipples. I reckon I probably need to go back soon. Oh, not quite yet. Got another couple of spots. Oh, I got two animes. And show me the thing you had.
Might actually be no good, but I just wanted to taunt you with it. There you go, try that.
Probably is no good. Probably a piece of crap. Yeah, it's a piece of crap.
Yeah, whose fault's that? Mine or Blizzard's?
Yours? Because you said it was good. Well, these have you guys here.
Some little bitch was like, oh, I need your help because I'm getting my ass kicked by a gold.
Oh, don't fucking start, mate. What the hell? This all exploded. I must have hit, like, a barrel or something. A barrel roll?
Could have been my epic lightning skills.
I don't think it was. Because you don't have anything epic, so... Ooh, a dead guardsman, eh? Are you eating?
Mm-hmm.
What are you eating?
Elise made this dessert. It's, I can't remember what it is now. It's, some sort of grain with apple and ice cream and cinnamon and stuff. It's pretty fucking good. Oh, a resplendent chest.
I didn't open that because I was looking around if there was any,
Oh, don't even bother, man. That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I got a lot of drops out of this one. Probably nothing worthwhile, but it was a lot of shit.
You got nothing worthwhile out of it.
No, but seriously, I got, like, a good couple of items out of that. They might have been the items that I can't remember.
So that was probably quite rude of me, eating whilst I'm talking on a microphone, but...
Yeah, it was, actually. I was very offended.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm glad I did it.
I almost cried.
I do. Matter of fact, I will. Possibly by the end of this conversation.
How did you even, did you get food given to you at your computer?
Maybe. Dude, I've got an awesome girlfriend.
Well, that's fucked up. And now I'm lagging again.
Yeah, whose fault's that?
Well, I'm recording, so...
Hey?
I'm recording, so it is your fault a bit. Because you should...
It just makes your computer look like shit. Everyone knows who you are. You're the big dopey barbarian who's recording the battle.
Not dopey. Awesome, mate. All right. Look at this guy. Look how awesome he looks. All red and shit. Oh, no, it's white.
Bit of trivia. I don't know if the listeners are aware of this, but the barbarian character in Diablo 3 was originally going to be the first recurring character, recurring playable character from a previous Diablo game. It was going to be the barbarian from the second one, who both you and I played as, Josh.
Hmm. Because I played as a necromancer first, and I couldn't beat Diablo, but we won't go into that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And he's looks all old and shit, and they changed it.
They stopped that, though, didn't they? Because they weren't going to do that.
It's stupid. Like, he looks all old and shit, and then they just say, "Oh no, he's not an old. He's not the barbarian from the second one." Well, why change his hair then? You know?
Yeah, just put the bloody tattoo on his face and give us the barbarian from number two. It would have been awesome. Yeah.
Okay, I'm lagging pretty bad in this area, like when I'm filming. So, yeah, I don't know. Well,
you can cut it there if you like.
I don't want to.
Oh, great! These guys are fucking blues. I hate these guys.
They got something, a disintegrator, fast?
Desecrator.
Oh, desecrator. Oh, no.
They burn the ground.
I didn't really look at that
one. You'd think I'd know that by now. Ah! Fucking hate when their hand comes up, man.
Man, I'm lagging. I can't seem to move. Okay, there you go. Yeah, I know. They're pretty annoying. Ah, disintegrator, assholes.
Desecrated, Josh. Desecrated their
assholes. Desecrated their assholes. That sounds even worse, actually. So yeah,
it does, doesn't it?
I just desecrated that guy's asshole. Did you die? Oh no!
No, he just shot his hand under the ground and started desecrating with my asshole.
They do like tickling. What have we got here? Feats.
Feats is precious.
Exactly.
Oh man, so this is what I'm talking about. All right. I pick up a pair of level 54 pets. I'm level 58. They give plus 60 to strength, plus 50 to vitality, plus 11 physical resistance, and regenerate 72 life per second. It has two sockets. You may even be able to use these. The fucking fact of the matter is, they're no good to me. At all. If I was playing this on my own, I would throw that on the ground, and my wizard would piss on it.
Come here, there's a question over here.
Alright. Well, do you want these pants?
Oh, I'll try them. I'll try them on.
I'll drop my pants and you can try them on.
Drop your pants?
Drop your pants and cough.
I got a ring in there last night.
Dude.
Wait, did you drop it?
I haven't dropped it. I'm dropping it now.
Well, I'm fighting demons. Well,
fucking, you just ran off.
Yeah, well, you just take your time, all right? Because there's no rush for you, wizards. You do everything in your own time, obviously.
That's right. A wizard is never late. A wizard is never late, Mr. Baggins. He arrives precisely when he means to.
Yeah, a wizard can be a faggot, though, too, mate. Right. A wizard can be a lame-o, too, but, you know.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other conversation, isn't it? Speaking of which, I have been reading Lord of the Rings.
Oh, shit, I sort of pulled them.
Oh, you fucking goober.
Yeah, I know you have been. How's it going?
Oh, man. It's a challenge.
Yeah? But you said it was good, like...
Nah.
Going part.
The second book. I'm up to the second book, Two Towers. Someone's going to correct me here. It's not actually three different books. It's the second part of one massive fucking book. And we do have the massive fucking book, but... Anyone that sat there and tried to read a book that friggin' big in bed, kudos, because it's just not possible. The second book, as I'm calling it, the first half of the second book's actually pretty cool. You know, it's Aragorn, Gimli, and Legolas.
Legolas, yeah.
Legolas.
They're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Legolas, the drunken elf. Mm. And they're tracking, Merry and Pippin. And that's kind of cool, you know, it's got a bit going on. Then the second half of the book, man, is just Frodo and Sam. And honestly, like, I know it wasn't really... I mean, use the word gay. I don't think that's politically incorrect in the
context. I've used it. Yeah.
All right, good. It's very gay. It's very... They're actually...
Gay doesn't mean homosexual, though.
No, like, but that's for another time. That's another time.
Anyway.
You know, they genuinely seem homosexual. That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, seriously, like... They love each other and they're kissing each other and stuff, man. It's ye oldie stuff. It's ye oldie stuff. But, man, I wouldn't kiss you and you're my brother.
Yeah, I wouldn't kiss you, you fag.
Exactly. Good enough. Hey, Treasure Demon.
No, I see it. I'm over here smacking it. Smacking its face in, buddy.
So anyway.
Oh, no. You gotta stop him from running away. Good. Got him.
So anyway, yeah. Lord of the Rings, it's a challenge to read, man. It's not much fun. I can't remember how I got onto that now. Oh, yeah, with the wizard thing. That's right. Gandalf. Now, Gandalf is shit.
No.
Gandalf is shit, man.
Gandalf the Grey or the Gandalf the White?
Both.
Nah, man. Gandalf the White rules.
No, both. Actually, if anything, Grey was cooler because he, like, stood up to the Balrog and shit.
And he knew he was going to die.
Yeah, exactly. He was a badass. Gandalf the White, man. Like, you know, no wizard wields a sword instead of magic.
A wizard should know better.
Exactly. That's always bothered me, man. Like, you know, in the movies, in the third movie, in the Battle of, again, there's going to be some Lord of the Rings bloke out there who's going to correct the hell out of me for saying this. The Battle at Minas Tirith? Yeah, Battle of Minas Tirith.
Yeah. Battle of? I don't know.
No, it'd be the battle of something else because Tolkien was fucking crazy, man. That guy, like, he knew everything. Like, in his world, you might want to get back here at some stage. I'm just, you know, I don't know.
I'm going back to the shop, man. I'm going to buy some stuff.
You got to tell me these things, don't you?
No.
We're a team.
Well, we are, but you have to do everything, and I can just sit back and laugh.
Yeah, Tolkien knew everything, man. Like, you're reading the books, and he's, like, going on about this bloke from this time and this bloke from this time, and you're just like, man, I got no idea what you're talking about. Get back to the action. Anyway, it's, Gandalf. The bloke doesn't use magic.
He does, because he's a wizard.
No, he's not a fucking wizard, alright? I've come to terms with it. You know why? It's because...
He's a wizard.
He's not a fucking... I just died, so I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. It's your fault.
Well, no one's seen it. You could have just pretended like it didn't happen.
Well, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't die. What are you talking about?
I don't know. What happened? How can he not be a wizard when he's called Gandalf the White? I don't know, the wizard or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Good on you.
No, I believe, like, the humans in Lord of the Rings call him a wizard. But in the story, well, my understanding of it anyway, is that the wizards are, like... For want of a better word, like angels. You're an angel. A freaking angel. They're angels. Like, they've been sent from some higher plane of existence to help out on Middle Earth and guide the people and help them fucking, I don't know, jump on beds while they're laughing and smiling.
Having a gay old time.
Yeah, having a gay old time. So, you know, they're not technically wizards.
That's for you. Yeah.
Probably shit, isn't it?
Probably.
They're not technically wizards. And so now I'm at peace with that, the fact that this dude who's supposed to be a magic user is swinging a sword around, you know?
Yeah.
But to me, a wizard is pretty much the character I'm playing in Diablo. It's a person who wields the elements and kicks ass. Anyone that wants a good example of a wizard needs to pick up Magician by Raymond E. Feist. It's amazing. It's, shit, I don't even know how many pages are in that book. It's enormous. It's a tome of a thing. But, it's great. It spans like 30 years in this kid's life as he grows up, and obviously by the end he's not a kid. And he's got this sort of hidden power, and, without spoiling it, obviously at some point he's gonna unlock that power. And when he does, it is the best magic scene I've ever read, ever seen, I'm going to say, because you conceptualize it in your head. You can see it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. That guy's a wizard. Put him up against Gandalf, man, he'd bury him. You know who else is Barry Gandalf as a wizard?
Who else?
And this is what's got me thinking about this, because I was on the internet before, and I saw an epic rap battle of history, and it was Gandalf versus fucking, what's his name?
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. Dumbledore would hammer him.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Dumbledore's pretty lame. Man, he gets smashed by Snape, and I don't know, I think it's Snape. He just gets killed.
Yeah, are we at the point where we're like, spoiler warning? Because the world knows everything about Harry Potter at this stage.
Yeah, too bad. If you don't know, too bad. I'm sorry. But have a cry.
He gets pwned by Snape because he lets Snape pwn him.
Yeah, but in the same token, like, he could have just, like, not done that and helped Harry and stopped Voldemort with Harry and made it a lot easier on everyone. But instead, like, I'd rather martyr myself.
Clearly you weren't paying attention. He had to sacrifice himself so that Snape's cover wouldn't be blown.
Okay. Well, I didn't really care. It sounds bad, but I mean, I watch all the movies, and I just don't really care so much. Like, it's just that...
at least now you're being honest.
Yeah, it just didn't matter to me that much. Like, the first one, when I was younger, I think I was at the same age as the kids that were in it, you know, as they grew up. And I just thought, this is just crap. And the second one wasn't much better. The third one was all right. The fourth one I really enjoyed, because it had, like, the Quidditch World Games, I think it was the fourth one.
Yeah, Quidditch World Cup. That's when they killed, what's his name? Went on to be in Twilight.
Yeah, Radcliffe. No, not Radcliffe. That's actually Harry Potter. I can't remember his name. Yeah, that loser.
Twilight Boy, Glitter Boy.
Yeah, I know. But,
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson, that's the one. Teleport to me.
Hang on, I'm selling some shit. Oh, didn't I tell ya?
Okay. Anyway, Robert Pattinson. Yeah. No, but I actually like it more now. I didn't realize he died.
It never tweaked for me either, but I was just thinking about it then. I was like, oh yeah, that's right, he dies in that. It's hilarious.
I guess you can argue he's already dead in Twilight, so it's like,
well, that's sort of true.
Bit of sweet. But anyway.
Very insightful there, Josh. Maybe that came before. Maybe Harry Potter's like prehistory or something.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a fan story for you. I bet you someone's like furiously typing on their keyboard right now.
No, they've already done it. They're like, oh my god, that was my idea. Don't steal it.
Yeah.
Because I read your mind, you see. Anyway, the thing is with the fourth one, I did actually enjoy it. I thought this is a pretty cool movie. Like the massive scape of the World Cup and, Quidditch and stuff. It's like something that I enjoyed. And then all of a sudden, the fifth one just has nothing to do with it. And it's like, I think the fifth one's a Prisoner of Azkaban.
No, dude. Prisoner of Azkaban is second one.
The second one. Oh, whatever, man.
Third one.
Well, we're going to get some severe hatred for this anyway.
Oh, man, we're making a real mess of this. Gandalf's a fucking loser. We don't know our Harry Potters.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Because we don't really care that much. I'm sorry, but it doesn't really affect our day-to-day lives.
No, I mean, the stories that do affect us, we know a lot about.
Yes. Too much about. Probably spend too much time on those things.
Yeah, things like Game of Thrones.
And Star Wars. Star Wars,
oh, man.
And Driss and things. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, Dark Elf Trilogy. Oh, that's a series of books. Like, yeah, no real wizards in it as such. I mean,
you don't need wizards, man. We got Driss.
No, that's right. The wizards depicted are good, but...
And we call it Zactafin. So, I mean, people might have called him something else, but that's his name, Zactafin.
Yeah. Zactafin's a fucking gun, too. Like, you know...
What's with all these mini castles, man, going on?
I don't know. Hey, I just had a fantastic bit of casting, if they ever do get around. Oh, fuck.
You're going to die. Oh!
That's all good, man. Oh! They're fisting the ground.
They're fisting it.
Stop. I just had a fantastic little bit of casting for a Driss movie. You know how they do, like, fan casting and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Check it, man. Liam Neeson as fucking Zactafin.
Oh, of course, yeah. But no one can play Driss properly, though.
Yeah, I mean, how do you play a Driss to Liam Neeson's Zactafin?
Yeah, he'd be like, you know, I have raging AIDS. And he'd be like, yeah, I believe it.
I have full-blown AIDS.
I have full-blown AIDS.
That's because I was at the doctor.
You're a grocery seller and you have full-blown AIDS. Yeah.
That would be sick, man.
It would be.
Who else could
be? What the hell's going on here? This is...
What the hell?
I don't know. I've never seen that man.
What?
I've never seen, like, a blue thing just sitting around. Were you here before?
Yeah, I think so. I hit that. That was, like, a weapons thing.
Well, thanks for telling me. That'd be awesome, man. I don't know who else could
possibly... I don't know possibly. The only person that could... Yeah, Drift needs to be played by someone who doesn't... Who's not in the movies, who doesn't, you know...
Yeah, no, it has to be someone completely...
Someone unknown. Someone who's just been discovered, but is a fucking good actor, obviously.
Like a... Oh, well, I was going to say like a Mark Hamill, but some people would argue he's a bad actor. But
he's
anyway.
Not much of an actor.
Yeah, but, you know... Oh, he's a good voice actor.
For the role.
He's a good voice actor.
He was the perfect actor for Luke Skywalker. I believe shit, man.
And he's a good voice actor, though, too, man. As I said three times now. Joker, you know.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. But anyway, people would give him shit and give me shit for saying he was a good actor.
He was awesome in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah. Cock-knocker. I was thinking, cock-knocker, that's right. I was thinking, what are you talking about? Oh, no, my game's frozen again. Oh, there we go. No, it's good again. Oh,
I think call you cock-knocker. Oh, funny story, that.
Yeah, love it. Avenge me.
Imp Knight.
How do you know he doesn't smoke monkey ball?
This is gay. That is gay. Everything's fucking gay to you.
I swear, though, next time you are recording, because people are going to be pissed off at me because I have a bad computer.
Yeah, they're going to give you shit. It's got nothing to do with me. I'm just...
No. He said before the podcast he could not be bothered downloading a good recording application or whatever you'd call it. So I have to do it. It's just not... Program.
Hey, there's a little dungeon over here.
Yeah, okay, you could call an application. Anyway, you go have permission over here, man.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Dungeon over here.
Yeah, but Frenzy. We got Frenzy Shrine on. We may as well use it.
Right. Fucking hell.
I'll fucking do everything then.
You do that. Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, crap.
What if I just walk into?
Dude, chill. Just get away from me. I was like...
Oh, no.
Oh, crap. Crap's on a stick. I didn't lag then. It was really weird. I lag on the parts where it's not, like, heavily demanding. And the parts that aren't heavily demanding, it just, like, crashes my computer. On, like, you know, resources.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to that area you said.
Oh, you're ready now, are you?
I'll just leave you behind. That's fine.
Totally just mopping up after you anyway.
Oh, I just, like, jumped a little bit again.
Another gold man. What's up with this?
I don't know. I've used both my ults, so...
So have I.
We've got to be careful. Oh, I've got... I can't pull them.
This ain't going to be good. Ah, damn it. Oh, shit.
I sort of stuck you in. I tried to come back to help you, and I stuck you in on it. Oh, I got some health. Yes. Oh, there we go.
Fuck, man. How did I out-survive you this time?
No, I got health for you. There's a health for
you. You died. I thought you said you died.
No, I said careful, I might die, so they'll just, like, mental at me. Oh, my God, I hate getting kicked back and slowed. Oh, stop running. You are a fucking quiet boy compared to me.
So,
he's running. And knocked back. Watch this, he'll knock him back again. No, he won't. Oh, you stupid.
I got range.
Yeah, but he knocked me back. All right, I'll let you take this guy out. I'm annoyed at him. He's attacking me anyway. It's like, yeah, come here, you. Look at him. What the hell? Oh, my goodness. All right, that's it. He's knocked back on you.
Doesn't matter. He knocks me back. I just hit him from distance, man. It works for me.
Yeah, no, but that was good. I was waiting for him to knock you back, just so you realize how infuriating it is.
It's not infuriating to me at all, because I just told you. I'm a ranged fighter.
Well, it doesn't matter. You still get knocked back, so you can't cast for a couple of seconds, or like half a second or whatever.
You're insane.
Just obviously, just... Oh, look.
Oh, more of them. Jeez.
Some more crazy fools to kill.
So, Josh.
Yeah.
The Expendables, man.
Yeah, it was sick, dude. As I said before.
It was pretty bad.
Chucky Boy was awesome in it.
Chuck Norris was amazing. I think he probably had the best role. Because it was
just like the Avengers, man. Hulk stole the show, you know?
Yeah, it's not the one you expect. I mean, you go into him... I think Chuck Norris is a bit of a wanker, to be honest.
He is. He gets a bit that way sometimes.
I've never seen anything he's been in. Like, never seen, the complete like, movie or TV show. I've never seen anything in its entirety that he's been in.
I've seen Delta Force. I think it's called Delta Force. That shit was pretty cool. It's like terrorists and all of crazy shit. And obviously Chucky Boy gets called up to fix their wagons or whatever you'd say. And yeah, it's pretty cool. But I mean, he's not an Arnie or a Stallone. No way. No. I think the whole joke is because it's so funny. Like, he's just such a, you know, not girly guy, but, you know, he's sort of...
I would never say that. He's a crazy martial artist and shit, but there's just something off about the guy. Like, he's not Bruce Willis or Arnie or Stallone. He's not... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's the redhead, you know.
He's a redhead, yeah.
He's a redhead martial artist. I think that in itself is, like, a bit of a trip, you know?
Yeah, and he fought Bruce Lee, which I think makes him instantly cooler.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know.
And he has enough grace to lose against Bruce Lee, too, which is good.
Yeah, people don't talk about that much. If Chuck Norris is such a badass...
No, because everyone knows Bruce Lee is crazier, man. Like, he is a badass that would stop the whole world, and his fist has a... You know, his beard has a fist under it and stuff.
So what you're saying is that for all the badass that is Chuck Norris, it pales in comparison to Bruce Lee.
Yeah, easily pales in comparison.
That's a very good point.
Bruce Lee didn't die. He chose to not exist anymore.
Oh, he just probably went back to whatever plane of existence he
came from.
Originated from.
To teach Chuck Norris his ways of like immortality. Oh, there's a chest. Treasure. Oh, that's all crap.
But yeah, I mean, I found that the story was stupidly predictable. I mean, I expected that. Don't get me wrong. I expected that going into it. I didn't expect fucking Donnie Darko. But, you know, the story was a bit of a letdown. I mean, spoiler alert, obviously, for the next, minute or so, a couple of minutes, because it's still out, I suppose. The kid going, like, that was too easy, man. Like, you know, at the very start of the movie, the only thing they didn't do, and kudos to them, is make the chick a bad guy. I really thought that the chick was going to be in cahoots with Van Damme.
Yeah. But she wasn't... Was she even in it for that long? I don't think she was even... Oh, she
didn't really... She didn't do much.
I think she was in the whole movie.
Yeah, she was there for the whole movie, but she didn't do anything.
You just don't even notice her after a while, though. Like, you just forget she's there. Yeah. It's pretty bad, like how sexist it is. But...
Well, no, actually, I thought it was good that they introduced a chick to it, honestly. A chick that was at least with the guys and kicking a bit of ass, even if she didn't really have much to do. You know, I wouldn't have said that she was there for eye candy or anything. You know, like, she was obviously all right on the eyes, but she wasn't a stunner, as far as Hollywood's concerned. You know, normally they just put a...
Yeah, you know, some plastic doll there.
Look at Transformers 3. Replace one Megan Fox, you know, Barbie doll with a Rosie Huntington Wheatley Barbie doll, who actually manages to make Megan Fox look like a reasonable actor.
Yeah, and... But makes Megan Fox look, sort of not as, you know, hot either.
Space.
Yeah. No, well, that's the thing. I mean, Megan Fox is awesomely hot, but then this new chick comes along and you're like, well, who's Megan Fox? You know, like...
Yeah. Megan Fox has weird thumbs, though, dude.
Megan Fox?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I didn't check her thumbs out. I wasn't
looking. No, I don't even know how I found out.
You watched Transformers too much.
Oh, that's probably how I discovered it. Google it sometime. Megan Fox thumbs.
Yeah, same with what Nicolas Cage can't look straight or whatever.
This is for real, all right. Our brother's crazy. Our brother has this theory that Nicolas Cage is cross-eyed, so all of his photos and camera angles have him at a three-quarter perspective, never front-on. And if it is, we showed him a few photos of Nicolas Cage front-on, quite a few, and Dave said that they were all CGI.
Yeah, or fixed up somehow. If you meet Nicolas Cage and he's looking at you, his eyes will actually point in a completely different direction. Both eyes will be pointing in a completely different direction.
So in other words, it'd be hilarious.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, it's like that age-old theory that Nicolas Cage is a vampire. Have you heard that one?
No.
Yeah, apparently Nicolas Cage is like a hundreds-of-year-old vampire.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy, actually. This dude's got a photo of, like, this bloke from the 1800s, and it's a spitting image of Nicolas Cage. And he's like, yeah, so he's obviously a vampire.
What? And, I mean,
who can argue with that logic?
What's that saying? Oh, man. I'm so bad with, like, sometimes the sayings, especially with Nicolas Cage, but... oh, yeah, I'm going to show you there is a girl. Just walking into the woods.
Oh, man. Man, that shit was great. Put the bunny back in the box.
And, like, yeah, that shit's good. But, like, the saying I was thinking of, I couldn't remember, so... Oh, gold. To take my mind off it.
But yeah, I think there was a few things wrong with the Expendables too. Like, it really, it did everything it was supposed to do. You know, like, I don't have any complaints about it. This guy's insane. He's got reflex damage, nightmarish, and somehow he manages to, like, freeze me or something.
Yeah, well, I'm standing fighting the gold, so.
Well, I'm fighting one of his minions, and he's just kicking my ass.
And they're freezing me. Oh, I'm coming. Careful.
Nah, I'm not going to last.
Oh, shit. I taunted them. Oh. Oh, shit. What the hell?
Story was a bit predictable. And watching the, you know, I'm going to say four because, you know, Chuck is there in the airport. Watching the four of them just mow down, like, hundreds of guys. It wasn't entertaining. It wasn't as entertaining as I wanted it to be.
No, it was. Don't say, dude, when Arnie gets that massive gun and starts blowing away.
Don't get me wrong. It was great, but it wasn't as great as I thought it was going to be. I don't know what I expected, but I suppose I've seen those guys do that so many times that it was purely comedic. You know? It wasn't
I was laughing pretty hard in the cinema. When he's like, stand there with, like, his, like, leathery face, or he's just blown away, dudes.
They literally just stand there and mow people down. And I think it's more comedic because now you've
It's supposed to be funny, I think. Like, it's not supposed to be taken.
Oh, it's that very tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Blues, Josh, watch out.
Yeah, that's right.
The thing is, though, like, I think when it's them on their own, it's not as obvious. I know it sounds weird, but when it's one man versus, like, 400, it doesn't seem as obvious. But when you've got four Supermen against 400, it just seems. I don't know. It just seems like too much. All of a sudden, you're asking for too much.
Well, it seems unfair to the 400, though, too, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, at least when it's 1 to 100, you're like, oh, this guy's obviously a badass. When you've got four people and, like, a literal army of enemies, it's just like a video game.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
If we had four of us just stomping around here, just messing people up, it would be humorous, you know.
We're actually having a really good run this time. We've managed to find... We've fought plenty of golds. We've fought quite a few blues. We've found several resplendent chests.
Oh, this guy. And then this guy jumps on you. And misses, no doubt. Yeah, no, it's been a pretty good run. Just not getting anything.
Nah, not getting any good drops.
I'm getting a fair bit of rubies and lots of stuff.
I'm actually not getting many.
I haven't got any at all.
This is demonstrating our problem, isn't it? I mean, we're not picking up items that are any good to us.
Yeah. Hey, is this probably not helpful? I don't know. You just teleported away, that's fine.
That's what I do.
That's what I do. Well, that was a good run. Good little cave. No, we're not really getting anything worthwhile, though.
Sorry, we're keeping you awake.
No, I just, sort of like acid heartburn, because I ate some meatballs for dinner, if you have to know, and now it's like sort of messing me guts up. And I yawned while I was like trying to get the air out of, I don't know how to explain it, it was really weird.
It's alright, man, you were falling asleep.
No, I don't like thinking about things that I can't explain, because then it just hurts my brain, you know. Like...
Oh, more blues.
Oh, nice. I'll get them. Spear chuckers. Oh, no, they're called spearmen. Sorry. They're not meant to be racist then. That sounded pretty bad.
That did sound really bad. But you didn't mean it like that. Which is still, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Words people hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
You didn't words say that to be racist. Like, these guys genuinely...
Ah, spearmen. They're called spearmen.
Spearmen.
And they're called Blood Clan Spearmen. So they're in a clan, and they throw spears.
And they throw spears. So, you could, in naivety, call them spear chuckers.
Naivety. I think, in all fairness, it wasn't naivety. It was just normal sort of saying, because that's what they look like, and that's what they do. That's their job in life, okay? They throw spears. They're a spear chucker. Oh,
that's great.
Oh, now I'm going to die. These guys can kill me.
It's karma.
I know. I got stunned on my side, though. Oh, my God, I died. I wasn't going to take a health pot, because I was like, nah, I refuse to.
So you die instead.
I refuse to waste my 600 gold in this.
Jeez. Oh, no. So, in other news, here's a bit of fucking something to scare you.
Mm-hmm.
I went for a run yesterday. Yep. First time in my life I've ever actually intentionally run. Like, not run from someone, not run for a purpose, just got up and for a run.
Why would you do that to your body?
I don't know. I think I probably took a bump on the head.
Yeah. That's right. Go to the doctors, man.
That's what I'm going with. That's what I told Elise. I said, I reckon I'm taking a bump to the head, but for some reason I want to exercise.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll keep people updated. I think the last couple of times I've been repairing something, either a PlayStation controller or there was something else last time, maybe. No, I don't know. Actually, as an update, I don't know if I actually told people if I came clean about the PlayStation controller. When I put it back together the first time, I didn't put it back together completely right. The R buttons, the R2 buttons, they don't tend to line up like they're supposed to. But good news is, a few months ago, I actually did fix it. And about a month or so ago, I did fix it, and now it works fine again. Happy ending.
It's actually smashed and in the garbage at the moment.
No.
No, it's not really. But it was pretty bad, man. That R button was pretty screwed.
Oh, it was fucked. You couldn't use it.
Yeah. Yes. So your repair job did very well.
It gave me a legitimate excuse to suck at Max Payne for a while.
Got a lot of those, up your bumhole thing, guys. So, careful.
Yep.
Oh, they're all going to go after me. That's fine. I got a few fat guys after you. A few hungry fat demons.
I'll just kite these bulls around.
I'm sort of focusing my attention on the gold, trying to keep him busy. He's wanting another spear chucker. A spearman, whatever.
Just give it up at this stage.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, like gaming moments. I wanted to mention something else. As a review as well, I mean, I did give you Transformers War for Cybertron to play, and I had hoped that you'd have it done by the time we were reviewing the sequel.
Here we go.
Which, again, you're just too busy playing Solitaire or League of Legends or fucking Minecraft or whatever bloody rubbish you're playing at that time. Minecraft isn't rubbish. I take that back. It's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
It is rubbish compared to War for Cybertron.
Yeah. I guess you might say that, but I don't agree.
Well, that's just, like, that's that opinions thing again, isn't it?
No, you're wrong. I mean, Minecraft is better. I'm sorry.
You serious?
Yes. It is. How many people play Minecraft? More people.
Dude, I'm not even talking about that. You just said that Minecraft is better than a Transformers game. A good Transformers game.
It is. I'm sorry, but it is. To me, it is. I don't like third-person games. I don't. I love Minecraft.
That's because you suck at them. But anyway, that's a whole nother point. Sometimes you have to play games. When you're reviewing games, sometimes you have to play games that you don't want to play, man.
All right, well, I will do that if anyone says that I should play that game, okay?
Well, that's not fair because no one comments on our... No one even listens to our podcast. So,
oh, good.
So you've really stitched me up there. Anyway, Transformers Fall of Cybertron is fucking great. It's very G1. That's like Transformers fan lingo for Generation 1.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't know that, Josh.
Of course I know that. I've watched all the freaking cartoons. Don't say that. I watched with you, actually. So.
You haven't, and you've never tried cucumber.
Oh, don't start this.
Don't start what? This guy has never tried cucumber.
I eat it every single time we go to the
every time we go out, every time we go out for dinner or anything, I say, Josh, try cucumber, man. And he says,
it's disgusting.
I've had it before and it's disgusting. I don't like it.
It is. It's, I don't know why they put it on like as this sort of, oh, try me, I'm good thing, you know? It's not. It's disgusting. It's just this watery crap. It doesn't make any sense. Because I've had it like 8 times now because you've made me have it.
Never tried it. So people, when you're commenting, say whether you believe me or not, because Josh is clearly full of it and he's never tried cucumber. And if no one responds, I take that to mean that they agree with me and you've never tried it and you should try it, Josh.
Well, that's just foolish.
So now who's waiting for responses?
Okay, fine. Everyone, if anyone says I haven't tried it, they're obviously just fooled into believing this man's word over mine.
So anyway, Fall of Cybertron, it's great. And it's one of the first games where I've genuinely enjoyed a PvP-style combat in a very long time. Like, I used to love playing Quake 3 Team Arena and Counter-Strike. Jeez, what
you're not a PvP-er, though. I mean, mostly, you know.
No, I can't stand it. Mainly, I don't like the attitudes. I think that's part of the reason why I really enjoy Transformers is because, you know, people just don't talk to each other, which I really appreciate.
You don't have to hear little kids talking about.
I don't have to listen to some little fucking rat bastard, you know, going on, rattling on about fucking how great he is and how shit I am. I know he's great, and I know I'm shit. You don't need to remind me.
You don't need to remind me.
So, you know, I've actually been really enjoying the multiplayer. And this time you managed to witness one of my greatest gaming achievements. You didn't actually have the ability to destroy it.
It was unfortunate I didn't have the ability to destroy it, but, you know.
Well, you might have. I mean, you were watching, so you were probably trying to distract me or doing something stupid or, you know.
Yeah. Well, you got down to, what, about probably less than 5% health.
Took out three dudes down to 5 to 15% health and then died. But it was amazing because they kept retreating and then coming back for more. And
you're a weaker class, too. You're not like this, you know.
Infiltrator, which is, you know, the sort of hit-and-run sort of class. And I kicked the crap out of them. It felt good. So, yeah. I'd like to say, you know, post your favorite gaming moment. You know, hit us up with a bit of a description or something in the comments. But, again, no one's commenting. No one's even listening. So maybe we'll
people are listening. People are listening. They're just, like, too scared to comment, man. That's all. They're worried that they might actually have a response. They might actually, you know, be worried that we're responding to them and we'll say, yeah, man, you know, agree with them or something, so.
Yeah, well, I can understand that from, you know, getting a response from you, but they don't have to be worried about me. I'm a very approachable sort of guy. Tell us your best gaming moment. And if you don't, maybe we'll just create some fake profiles and post some shit ourselves.
Yeah, maybe we will.
We'll become fans of our own show.
Well, there'll be like thousands of us. You won't be able to stop us.
Yeah, I'm a fan of my own show.
Yeah. I can't say I am. I'm sorry. Of your show. Of my show, I'm a fan. But
I'm not a fan of yours. I said I'm of my show.
Mm-hmm. Where is... Oh, okay. There's like an area over there we haven't gone to.
So anyway, I'm going to tell you I'm porting back. I'm not like you. I'm not just going to go and do it. I'm just going to port back and sell some shit because I didn't pick up a single thing that was any good.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I don't think I did either. But I'm always leveled, which is good. How many bars until you level?
You piss me off.
What do you mean?
Almost 5 bars.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. You've obviously got equipment on that gives you plus to experience, dude.
I don't.
Well, you obviously do. You do.
Well, obviously, I don't. So just, you're mental.
You sound crazy right now.
You sound insane right now.
You sound fucking crazy right now.
What have we got here? Followers, crap. I pick up a lot of followers stuff that actually would be handy for my followers, but I don't really use them at all. So, I mean, what's the use? You know? Why can't, they can just not be geared and they can just die. I don't care. They talk like, you know, at the end of the game, Diablo judges you on how skilled your companions are and how geared they are. I mean,
no, he just says, you cannot defeat your own terror.
Terror?
Hey, did I end up giving you this belt? It might be good for you.
That's a shitty belt. I said it was shitty.
Alright, well, fuck you. I don't know. I couldn't remember.
I'm keeping all my gems for that.
You just ran away with your gems.
I got, like, lots of gems. Like, I mean, a shit ton of gems. I got, like, 9 yellow gems.
I got a fuckload, too.
I got more.
I don't think so, actually. I've got fucking heaps, and I'm not using them because I can't get the next level of fucking jewel crafting because I'm not a high enough level.
Well, come here and take all these.
Shut up.
Yeah. I don't think we've got much else to talk about, man.
I'm just sort of talking shit now. I think Diablo's probably almost done as well, isn't it? We're sort of selling all of our shit and...
Yeah, probably.
Might go back out tomorrow, since, as we say, we didn't pick up anything good or worthwhile. Is that a shit ton of gems, is it? That's what you call a shit ton. I should drop all of the stuff that's in my fucking stash. You'd have a heart attack. That is literally a shit ton. A ton of shit.
Dude, I've got a ton of shit, okay?
I bet you do, but I'm talking about gems. So, on that note, be excellent to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try and get another podcast out, hopefully by next week. Hopefully it won't be a month or a couple of months in between drinks next time.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Yeah, peace out, Josh.
See you, man.
You can't stop me no matter who you are!